With the gubernatorial election fast approaching, Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine wanted to get an informed opinion. What makes a good governor? We sat down with four-term governor Edwin Edwards at his home in Gonzales, Louisiana, and asked him for a job description.
Well, recognize that you can't do everything. I don't care how good and powerful you are. When you get out of here 4 or 8 years from now, there'll still be something for the next governor to do. Number two, people want you to be trustworthy. People don't expect governors to be superheroes. We're human beings. We're flesh and blood. We're going to make mistakes. But above all, just be direct and honest.
We asked Edwards what surprised him most about the job of governor when first elected in 1971.
What surprised me was the power, the ability to get things done, and the need to do things, otherwise they didn't happen.
We noted the George Rodrigue print of Huey Long adorning Governor Edwards' office wall.
People generally relate the governor's office in Louisiana to Huey Long and Edwin Edwards. He was governor at a time when he could do the things that he did. Now he'd be run out of office. He just couldn't accomplish what he did by the methods he used. And I never used those kind of methods. But I think that people basically view me and him as being the two most powerful governors in recent times.
And if Edwards were allowed to run for a fifth term, how would he use that power?
I'd see what I could do about getting the budget in balance, because we got $1.5 billion worth of deficit. And then immediately I would implement medical support for the poor and the indigent, the working people, the senior citizens and babies.
And of course, any job description for governor would include how to handle the press.
Tell it like it is. Don't let them think you're afraid. Don't try to equivocate. Certainly don't lie to them. And be available.
And anything else?
Good luck.
For Louisiana Cultural Vistas Magazine and WWNO, this is Chris Robert.